This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's a little irony to add to your government shutdown news today. Even as NASA has furloughed 97% of its workforce, there's a big movie about space opening in theaters everywhere, Gravity, with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Wesley Morris, who writes on film for Grantland, is here to discuss. Hey, Wesley, good to talk to you, man.
Nice to talk to you, Kai. What's going on?
First of all, what'd you think of the thing? I will confess, I'm a space geek, and I am very much looking forward to seeing this movie.
Then your mind is going to explode because it, from a physics standpoint and from an astronautic standpoint, it is apparently, neither one of those things, it is apparently very good and very plausible. And there are some liberties taken, apparently, but for me as a movie-going experience, this is a very good directing performance by Alfonso Cuarón, who made Children of Men and Y Tu Mamá También and Harry Potter's The Prisoner of Azkaban.
He actually said, and this to me was the most interesting part of this movie, he says you can't watch it like a regular movie. What does that mean?
Well, he hasn't made a movie in 7 years. Yeah. And so the last time he made a movie, we weren't watching them on our phones. So he has made a movie that is virtually phone-proof in that it helps to be sensorily overwhelmed by the 3D, by the great sound design, by the cinematography, by the visual effects. He's made a complete movie-going experience and put at the center of it these two very excellent movie stars.
Couple of technical questions, not technical engineering, but technical about the movie questions. One, this is 3D, and it's everything I've read about it says this movie had to be in 3 because of space and how objects move. Do you agree? And could it revitalize the somewhat overdone 3D-ness of movies these days?
Oh, God, I hope not. I think this should be a really good example of a movie that should make other people say, well, we shouldn't bother if there's no reason for it. I think if you can find a way that's not just throwing things at your face for 2 hours or doing that horrible thing that you and I have talked about before where they shoot the movie in standard definition and then they retrofit it for 3D so it looks terrible.
Item number two, Sandra Bullock. Not apparently the first choice for this movie, but does an amazing job and kind of earned it.
Yes. I could think of other actresses who would have been better in this movie, but of... she's the best movie star for this kind of part.
Did it have to be
because,
a movie star?
Probably not, no. But I mean, there's a degree to which you kind of want something that is certifiably bankable. So you have these two very bankable people, you know, in Sandra Bullock, an extremely bankable person, and George Clooney, just a very good movie star who is occasionally bankable. I'm sure I'm going to get a call from the George Clooney people in about 10 minutes.
Occasionally bankable.
But if you stack Sandra Bullock's numbers up next to George Clooney's, I think her stack of dollars is a little bit higher.
Seriously?
I'll do the math on that and back to you, but I'm pretty sure I'm correct.
Wesley Morris, he writes at Grantland. Wesley, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai, and congratulations on your Emmy, by the way.
Thank you, man. All right, now we need to do that. I'd leave that in there, but I can't. Here, you know, maybe we should leave it in there.